You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, November the 6th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race card from Cork, of which we've got three really big highlights. The 130 plus listed race there for the staying novices. The 240, again another select field with the Alfred as a Beau taking on Western the Lady yet again. And for those that like the big difficult to solve handicaps, we've got the Cork Grand National over 3.4, which comes up at 3.15. But we kick off with the action, beginning with the 1 o'clock. Not a particularly strong novices hurdle, you'd have to say, this maiden hurdle over 2 miles. But I quite like the performance first time off of Hickey's Rock from the now in-form Mouse Morris stable. This horse ran with plenty of promise on debut here over this course and distance, when keeping on quite nicely in the latter stages to finish third behind Like That, who of course had got the benefit of several previous performances prior to that. And in keeping with how Mouse Morris's horses were running at the time, about two or three weeks ago, just looked as though it probably would come on for the run. Looks a nice staying type, typical of his trainer. And around about 9-4 this morning with William Hill, he makes quite a bit of appeal, having already run around the track, of course, on his opening salvo.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, and this is a 3-mile novices hurdle. It's a listed race, of course, and we've got quite a few in-form performers in this particular contest. None more so than Blood Crazed Tiger, who's at 2-for-2 over hurdlers, and he's won his last 3 starts, culminating in a victory over today's course distance, when he stayed on quite nicely to get the better of Oathkeeper in the closing stages. And the fact that he's gone round here over 3 miles has got it standing in good stead. Certainly respect Screaming Rose, having finished second in a listed race last time out to the in-form Peregrine Run, and the pair of them were nicely clear of the others, and the good ground this afternoon will definitely suit Willie Mullins' charge more than most. But I'm going to take a chance on Black Warrior from the Charles Byrne stable. This horse finished second last time out at Cheltenham, and in hindsight, probably Davy Russell, if he could have rode the race again, he would have ridden it in a different fashion. He probably kicked on a little bit too soon. I think he was trying to stretch the field, but in doing so, he burnt the horse out with that energy-bursting run down the back straight, and therefore he had very little left in the finish. But he did quite well to keep on, to at least force Al Bandit to get push it all the way in the closing stages. He has won around this track, of course, which is obviously very important on good ground when he won a handicap 2 starts ago. He definitely will get the trip today, and I think he can put it up to this lot. Round about 4-1 this morning, I do think that Black Warrior represents the value bet in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to the third race on the card then. A rather disappointing, let's say, novices hurdle now, because we've lost two of them. With Wishmore out, we've only really got two to contend with, which is Snaglist and Bilko. Bilko made quite a promising start to his hurdling career the other day at Punchestown, when finishing second to Stretch the Truth. He probably would have won on that occasion, but he almost ducked out at the last, and that obviously lost him a vital length or two, which he couldn't quite retrieve on the running, but he did only go down by a head. But I have to say, I'd be quite keen on taking him on here with the second favourite, which is Snaglist from the William Mullins stable. She's got some very good form, of course, in bumper races, listed status as well. That fourth behind Copper K reads quite well when she came up to Cheltenham. And although she's slightly disappointing at Huntingdon, the fact that she was once again in Patton Company suggests that connections think quite a bit of her. Obviously, you've got to take a bit of a chance that she can operate over hurdles first time of asking, but Willie Mullins hardly ever leaves any stone unturned. So Snagnist, just a little bit of value sneaky bet against the short price favourite Bilko in race number 3.
Race 4.
Thank you. On to the big race of the day then. This is the Grade 3 Novices Chase, the Paddy Power Track, my bet EBF race. And we've got four runners here set to go to post. I think, to be honest, if you can cast aside, obviously, thanks for T, who's going to be struggling here. We've got three really good novices for this time of the season, all of which at least operate on decent ground. None more so than West End Lady, who has got form on a variety of conditions. She won on heavy ground last time out at Tipperary, but she has won on good ground early on in her career. She jumped fantastically in the hands of Ruby Walsh last time out at Tipperary, beating Dean's Round and the disappointing Alpha de Zabao, of course, who was having his chasing debut. And in keeping with a lot of Mouse Morris's at the time, he just looked as though he needed the run. And he went on to justify that belief with winning at Thurley's last time out, jumping and travelling much better than he did on his debut. But that doesn't mean to say that necessarily he's going to turn the form around with West End Lady, who's a very uncomplicated type, likely to be ridden from the front again. I think she can put it up to the next two in the market. I actually think Jetstream Jack might turn out to be a very strong danger as well, because he was good on his chasing debut down in Tipperary, doing absolutely nothing wrong and winning with any amount in hand. He probably could do with a little bit more cutting the ground today if you were being sort of picky on his chances here today. So that definitely tips the balance in West End Lady's favour, and she gets the vote in race number four.
Race five.
On to the big handicap then of the afternoon. A real head-scratcher, if ever I saw one. Newkin in Town is definitely going the right way, and he's likely to be positively ridden from the front. But whether he's going to get this three-mile trip is anyone's guess. He looks as though he showed plenty of pace last time out when he won over this course a few weeks back. And I just think 3 miles might stretch him despite his proximity in the market. We've got horses, of course, who've been running in a lot of the big sort of like summer nationals, and such as the Kerry National and, of course, the Irish Grand National itself, Rogue Angel. He's very much a regular in these kind of events. But I quite like the chances here of one of the lightly weighted horses, and that is Undressed from the Michael Horrigan stable. He made real heavy weather winning last time out at Limerick. In fact, his chances look quite remote coming out the back straight. But the one thing that he did possess in abundance was ultimately a huge amount of stamina, and it was that stamina that got him home. And I do feel as though stepping up in trip today, he's definitely going to suit this horse. I think he should travel better than he did last time out. The rhythm of a 3.5 mile race just might suit him better than 2.5, 2 mile 6, which he's been contesting up to now. So he's definitely unexposed at the trip Undressed. He's got no weight. And Michael Horrigan, to be fair, his horses are in good nick at the moment. So with Dennis Hogan being able to do the very lightweight, I suggest that around about 10 to 1 this morning, Undressed is worth a little bit of a nibble there in the big betting race at 3.15.
Race number six.
On to 3.50 then. One of my confident bets on this card is Cor Vinny from the Robbie McNamara stable. This horse has been blighted with unlucky episodes in its last three or four runs. In fact, it would have won probably two starts ago at Garran had it not tipped up when going well at the second last. Definitely ran right up to its very best form at Galway last time out. Just bumped into an improving horse of Thomas Mullins's called Skewer Mir. But the fact that the pair of them pull well clear suggests to me that that form is quite useful. He's definitely a horse that is still on the upgrade. And the fact that he's got course and distance form as well in the bag suggests to me that Cor Vinny is going to strike sooner rather than later. And he looks a solid each way bet around about the 9-2, 5-1 mark this morning.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and probably one of the most uncompetitive bumpers you're likely to see. Not that many with a chance, and it should be a straightforward exercise here for Good Time Tara to get back on track following a couple of placed efforts in good races at Fairy House and Naish respectively. Particularly that last run behind Shattered Love, that was one of her better performances despite getting beat. As I said, it doesn't look a particularly strong race. Obviously we've got one from Gordon Elliott coming at the point-to-point field in the shape of Chesapeake. I'm sure that she'll know her job and will improve further down the line. But it has to be Good Time Tara. She's looked good in her three races. She's looked a cut above this kind of opposition. And she should send home favourite backers very happy in the 4.25. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We're more than likely going to be with you again on Friday evening when we look at Dundalk. Once again, their 7 race card comes up this Friday. So please tune in for then. Bye for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.